Sometimes it feels like a flood, like tears filling my lungs. Trying to get some relief from pain, depression, and anxiety. And I know of a few ways I could cope, but most of them offer no hope. So I will sit here in the rain, yeah, yeah, till the storm breaks.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Against Addiction, the podcast. We are excited today to have Nick Pendleton with us. Nick is a very successful corporate executive with a great life story, but he is also an artist. In addition to his corporate work, he is a recognized artist in his community. And today we're going to talk about a particular form of art that he and I both love. In fact, we met over this art form, and we're going to talk about how it relates to the damage and the dilemma of addiction. Welcome, Nick.
Hey, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's certainly my pleasure. Today, we're going to talk about kintsugi. Nick, tell us about kintsugi and take us through the history of this art form. Well,
what we know about kintsugi, Ron, is that it's a centuries-old art form. In Japanese, it literally means golden repair. And it's a way of taking an object and repairing it with gold dust and lacquer. And it's been around since, history says, about the 15th century. And it was started when, as lore tells us, that an emperor broke his tea service cup in the Japanese tea service. It couldn't be recreated again. So an artist, a craftsman, took that cup with a lot of gold and an indigenous tree lacquer, a sap from a tree, and put that cup back together so it could be used again. And the outcome was, is that cup became so prized. It was such a great piece that it was something that, when carefully joined again, was special. And that's where it kind of started. And it's symbolic of our lives in certain ways, but that's kintsugi in it. And that's how it started.
Yeah. If you'll go to our website, againstaddiction.us, we're going to have several examples of kintsugi. But I guess the most poignant example for our listeners who are not able to see this, but listening to the podcast, think of a plate that's broken and it's joined to back together. It's glued back together, if you will. But instead of just invisible Elmer's glue, it's put back together with a mixture of exotic acrylic or exotic, what's the word I'm looking for, Nick?
It's a lacquer. There's a tree lacquer in Asia that secretes this lacquer, and it's what's used to really bond everything back together.
Yeah. So this, if you will, think of a plate that has been broken. And instead of gluing it back together with Elmer's glue, we use this exotic tree lacquer. And in that lacquer, it's laced with gold. And the result is a real work of art. Not only is the plate functional again, but it now has this beautiful gold streak going through the different fractures of the plate. That's what we're talking about, kintsugi. And Nick, tell me why this art form is so meaningful, and why don't you let our listeners know why I asked you to the podcast?
Ron, as I was working out of the studio, a call came through looking for an artist to do kintsugi. And I was asked if I could help out. And we met through that process. You were looking for someone to help do a demonstration. And they were leading a group of folks that were really counselors, great folks that had wanted to reach out and help other people with conflict resolution. And what you're looking for is a demonstration. And so I did that. And that's where we met, is I did a demonstration for your group of counselors. And we showed them over the course of that morning. It took a little bit of time, but we put together a piece, a heart that you broke right in front of them. And that heart was shattered, I would say, beyond, I thought, repair. But we did it.
Yeah, I remember the look in your eyes when I took that hammer out. I was supposed to give it a gentle tap, and I just shattered
you
the whole
did.
Thing.
But through the course of that morning, using the material, the lacquer and gold, that piece was put together. And what happened was, is that while it was once a solid piece, it was actually ceramic heart put back together with gold and lacquer. And those streaks that were in the areas that were repaired were made beautiful, stronger, and really more significant than it started. Now, there were some pieces that didn't fit any longer, and that gold and that lacquer filled in those places in such a way that just added beauty to the piece. So that's how we met. And I think it was a very significant event that really did something special to allow those counselors to understand how God works through our lives and how he can work through that process. And it was significant because we were able to show them exactly, how, in terms of our human frailties, that even our scars
can be made beautiful. Exactly. Yeah, you did a great job. And again, it was an illustration of the principle, and it was very helpful in conflict management. But as it turns out, as our friendship grew, I learned some things about you. And I wonder if you don't mind sharing how kintsugi might apply to you personally.
Yeah, we've talked about the significant damage of addiction. And as we become friends, we know that addiction really affects us all. And I don't think that there's a person on this planet today that hasn't been some way or another impacted by addiction. Certainly, it's something that we carry with us, and sometimes through maybe DNA or just the environmental circumstances, folks fall victim to those kinds of things. Specifically, my father was an alcoholic, and that alcoholism has run through my family, and I've lost two sisters to alcoholism, and it's been tough to have to understand what they were going through and what that was. But I know there are people that have problems drinking, and those are problem drinkers, and I know that they're real alcoholics that have chemical addictions, and I've learned the best that's the way that disease goes, but it has a significant negative impact, so much so that can lead to depression. And that depression actually was something that affected me. I am not an alcoholic at all, but depression follows, and it's one of the side effects, if you will, that happens through that process. And so I've struggled with depression and had to have treatment over the course of time for depression. And really learn more about its effects and how it's damaging as well. And overcoming that depression has been something of a journey for me, and I'm on that journey today.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for sharing. And you're right, every family and consequently every person is somehow affected by addiction of one sort or another. It could be alcohol, it could be substance abuse, it could be workaholism. Whenever our compulsive activity causes destruction, it can be considered an addiction. And I think the key words are compulsive and destruction. So it sounds like you've experienced that kind of a lifestyle where the alcohol produced a broken heart, right? Or a broken plate or whatever is broken.
It sure does. But there's really some great news in all of that. There's wonderful help for those that seek to find it. It's there. But the devastation and the scars are there, and it can make us stronger. And I think as we were talking about kintsugi, as what that looks like and how that piece is more beautiful, even though we have those flaws, those scars, we're broken, we could be made more beautiful and stronger in the end as well. So there's some real relatable things about kintsugi that can help us visualize what's going on and how we can be better in the end and better than we started.
Yep, that's right. Thanks for that, Nick, and we're going to be right back after this message.
Addiction has damaged nearly every family in America. Against Addiction, Inc. will find a solution to this malady that has affected so many people. Not through punishment or shame, but by shining a light on the issue and helping people into the light. We can't do it alone. We need your help. If you believe in this mission, please consider donating to Against Addiction or sponsoring our podcast. We are a 501c3 organization. Your tax-deductible donations will bring more light to the darkness of addiction. Go to www.againstaddiction.us, that's .us, and choose donate. Thank you, and thank you again.
All right, welcome back. I'm with Nick Pendleton, and we are talking about kintsugi. And we just got through the art form. We've talked about what it is and what it isn't. We've got a little bit into Nick's story, but Nick, I want to ask you this question. You've talked about addiction in your family, both your father and your sisters. If your life were a plate, how has addiction shattered your plate? Broken your world?
Loss of my dearly loved sisters was very, very difficult. One of the most difficult things that I've ever had to encounter. And talk about it in terms of a plate. I was shattered just like that piece that we were just talking about. That hammer came down. And when you're gone in those moments, and everyone that's ever lost somebody knows that there are no words to replace the people in your life that are there. There's no way to do that. As we work through grief and as we go through things, that's a journey in its own right. But for me, it was one of the catalysts that got this deep depression started. And so as I began to try to work it things out on my own, I knew that there wasn't a way that I could get through that without help. And so it took help. It took even some hospitalization. And that meant that I had needed to submit myself to experts, much like an artist is an expert in that kintsugi, to put things back together. And sure enough, that piece, that plate, as it comes together, it takes time. It takes time for things to realign. And some things, as I said earlier, in those pieces, they're gone. They're shattered to. They're pulverized, they're gone. And so those have to be filled in. And as they get filled in, and the kintsugi takes time to dry. That lacquer is one of those things that takes sometimes months to dry. But so we don't heal just overnight. We can't just do that. It takes time for things to start reconnecting. And while it's said that time is a great healer, I'll never get over the loss of my sisters, and I will get through that and through with much help. So I think that's how it relates as you look at the art form and then our lives, taking those things, those flaws, those scars, you know, persevering through. I'm certainly a stronger person. I still miss them greatly, though, and I always will.
Yep. I don't think the scars of addiction ever go away. And I think the challenge is, instead of trying to hide the scar, find a way to make yourself stronger.
Yeah.
And that's kintsugi, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
You
know, you and I have another interaction with kintsugi.
We do.
You mentioned how long the lacquer takes to dry. So let me tell this story, and you can fill in the pieces.
Right.
But I have a prized possession. It is a ebony wood statue of an impala, and underneath the impala is a baby impala. And it's a wood statue, and I've had it for many decades. It was a gift given to me by a missionary who had spent time in Africa. And it was sentimental, it was important, and not nearly as important as the grandkids that knocked it off the shelf. but it too shattered. So I came to you, Nick, and I asked you to put together my Impala. So tell me about kintsugi and wood, because it doesn't have to be ceramics.
It doesn't. The Impala arrived, and it was in many different pieces. The leg was removed. One horn was gone. An ear was broken off. And there was even a crack in the base. And I thought, well, just like ceramics, this will go back together, and this will be no big deal. And I'll even remake the horn if I have to. And that was not the case. Not every piece goes back together the same, not even in ceramic. But the Impala was, come to find out, was ebony wood. It was a very special piece to you, I know. But ebony is a very oily wood. It doesn't really like to be put back together anyway. And so there was a journey in it just to find the right kind of material to use so it would bond together. And that took time. But through the course of many months and a lot of just trial and error, perseverance, finding the right material to use, finally, the Impala was back together. And I know it's back with you.
Yes, proudly sitting on my shelf. But I think what I want to say is, when you and I first thought we got into this project, we were talking maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks, going to whip it in, done. How long did this project take?
I don't even recall the exact, but it was well over a year. And it just speaks to the fact that man plans, God laughs, because it was a head scratcher. And I haven't told you this, but that Impala took a number of people to work on. It wasn't just me in the background. There were a couple of other artists, actually three of us that went to work on that. So as I would let it rest and dry, other folks would come check on it and then reclamp it, put it back together. It was quite a project. It was certainly one of those things that required a ton of patience, or else frustrations would sink in. Just as soon as you get something together, it just took more time. And so I don't know. It was more than a year to take to put that back together. How long was it, Ron?
Oh, it was 1 year, 2 months, and 16 days.
Okay. All right.
So it was worth every day. It's now back on my shelf. It is more beautiful. The gold is impossible to do again.
Okay.
There is no other Impala on the earth that is the same as my Impala. And I don't care how hard someone tried, they could not create the same piece of work.
Okay.
So I just want you to know how grateful I am, not that you took on the project, but that you persevered when the project wasn't any fun. I appreciate that, Nick.
I was honored that you asked me to do it. And I really did, even though it took such an effort to get everything back together. I was grateful, but certainly very, very happy to do it, because it taught me a lot in that process as well.
In fact, guys, if you want to see my Impala, you can go to againstaddiction.us. That's right, .us, and look up this podcast, and you'll find a picture of the Impala in process.
If you or someone you love has struggled with addiction, don't be afraid to reach out. Step out of the darkness of shame and into the light. Please contact us by visiting www.againstaddiction.us or calling 833-782-6322. Defeating addiction should not be done alone. It takes all of us. Againstaddiction.us.
All right. So Nick, you know, clearly we're talking about a parable here. Yeah. Tell me what you think the benefits are of using kintsugi to treat addiction.
Well, the impact of showing what can happen when a peace is restored really speaks, I think it speaks to the core of us as well. Because if we're in pain and discomfort, and we don't know if there's any way to work through our brokenness, seeing something that has been restored visually can go a long way to help somebody get started along their journey to find a way to find that restoration point for them again. So yeah, we could rebel and stay broken, and we could decide that's how we want to live our lives, or we could do something about it. So individually, it's a decision, and that kintsugi piece that's restored in front of them is that it just has that kind of impact. It tells folks that no matter what, those scars are there, but now it's stronger. But it really does. It leads to that, the fact that God wants to work through us. And if we allow him to, he'll put us together and in such a beautiful way. And we can be used again for whatever purpose that he wants for us.
And our brokenness can, in fact, be beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think also it requires patience. It requires calmness and quiet. And oftentimes when we're in recovery or when we're in turmoil, we just need to find a way to slow down, to focus on repair, to take a breath, and to remind ourselves that with hope and courage, we can overcome.
Yeah, that's the right direction is to absolutely do that. Slow down, take our time. Things take time to come together, and it's important that we listen along the way and allow other folks to help us too. Just like the artist that actually pitched in to work on the Opal. It takes
yeah,
sometimes more than, well, certainly more than ourselves. Look to others, the strength of others, because they've been there before and they can help out. And it's been a journey for me as I've just thought about the loss and how it affected me and how it spurred and just kind of was a catalyst for things like the depression. But even so, in that journey, I could see how God was working, and he was patient with me all the way along. And because he left me unconditionally, he wasn't going to give up. I never left to see him.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And he filled in the gaps that you were unable to fill in yourself, right?
He did. And, I just say though, living in a life of obedience, deciding that our way is not always the best way, is something that requires us to submit. And it sounds like in that submission that it must be difficult. Well, that must be no fun whatsoever. But realizing that God made me the person that I am, then why wouldn't I want to live within his plan? If I rebel and choose to sin, well, the journey is going to take longer. And so it's a recognition. The Bible says, if anyone lacks wisdom, ask. Well, I needed to ask a lot. So I tell you, the journey's been to wholeness, and it's, I'm still on it. And it's where I was really created to be. So certainly it took a lot, but this is the best life. This is my best life now.
Yeah. Good for you. Hey, I also want to say, as I'm thinking through it in our journey together, when that Impala was broken, I lost all hope. I love my grandkids, but boy, I was frustrated. It was laying on the floor, this beautiful sculpture, and I didn't think I would ever be able to view its beauty again. And then I thought about you, Nick. And when I thought about you, I thought, you know what? If I reach out and I get help, I think I'll be okay.
Okay.
And I know it's just a wooden piece of art, but it was important to me. And I just want to provide hope and courage to everyone to say, when your life hits the floor and shatters, don't give up.
Right.
There's going to be a Nick out there that can help you be more beautiful than you are right now.
Yeah.
So, Nick, what advice would you give to someone who's considering using Kintsugi? Look, I don't have access to exotic lacquers and I can't afford real gold. If I just wanted to go out and start a hobby, how would I go about it? And what advice do you have?
It's really super easy. So most of us can't afford real gold. And yet there's great kits. Just look on the internet. Look under Kintsugi. And that's spelled Kintsugi. And there are repair kits. Now, I wouldn't take my prized piece of china and just start on it right away. I would practice on something that you can and follow the instructions. But for the most part, the kits that you can get today are just simple, a lot use epoxies or really great glues. That lacquer is very difficult to get from Asia. You could still get it, but it's hugely expensive. And of course, gold is $2,000 an ounce. But there are repair kits that contain gold and gold powder. And I would start on something simple, but you could do it. It's a lot of fun too. And it's a great activity for your family, your kids to watch that come back together and really just enjoy those pieces. I know you probably were in great despair when you saw that valet at the floor, but it's back and it's all together and there's a beautiful story that goes along with it. So I'd say, give it a shot. It's not super difficult. It will require patience and time.
Super. Well, speaking of time, we're going to have to break it off today. I'd love to spend more time with you. Nick, thank you for your presence. Thank you for devoting yourself to an art form that has taught me that things could be more beautiful even when they're broken. And thanks for the patience with me and my life and my need for Kintsugi. So I just want to say from the bottom of my broken heart, thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
The Against Addiction Podcast is a production of Against Addiction, Inc., a 501c3 nonprofit organization. To find out more about this episode, visit our website at againstaddiction.us, that's .us, and subscribe. Speaking of subscription, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast at the location of your choice. We are available on all major podcast outlets. Credit and thanks go to a few key people. Content editor, Cassidy Payne. Sound engineer, Thomas Hughes. Webmaster, Chris Mayhall. Chief strategist to Against Addiction, Doug Bell. Our theme song, Till the Storm Breaks, is written, recorded, and provided by Mike Roberts. I am Ron Clyde, chair of the board at Against Addiction and your podcast host. If you need help, get it. Find out more at www.againstaddiction.us.